fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Everybody, good evening. Madhouse Radio's return once again for another show machine.
What do you come to do?
I don't fucking know. Thanks for making me feel all self-conscious about myself, Tuck. You bastard. Always putting me under pressure. Beer number three, everybody. Beer number three, right in front of me. Good evening, this
already?
Is...
Already?
Already. Well, it's always beer number three here in Madhouse, in the Madhouse. If you guys are listening to us, that means that you're in the right place. Madhouse Radio is back, as it is every Thursday night for prank calls, comedy talk, current events, general buffoonery. Whatnot, so forth. Thank you for listening, watching, whatever it is that you're doing. You can reach us here tonight, of course, on the different messengers and phone lines and email addresses and instant messaging and a bunch of different ways you can reach us. We'll get to that in a little bit. And in the meantime, I just want to give a big what's up to everyone here who's listening, who's joining us today in the conference, of course. We've got, of course, none other than the man himself. Four-time Domino Champion of the Caribbean, the Milkman, hailing from the Virgin Islands. What's up, bro? All right, Milkman. Let's hear it for the Milkman, everybody. Is he muted? Yeah, he's muted. Let's try that again. Four-time Domino Champion of something or other, the Milk Guy. Hey, Milk Guy.
Yellow. What's up?
Yellow.
Man, can you hear me today?
Hello, Milkman. No, I'm kidding, man. Yeah, we hear
What's
you, bro.
What's happening, man? Well, you said Hermanito.
Yeah. Good to have you on, Milkman. Thank you as always. And, of course, we've got Big Tuck, the Tuggers over here.
Oluga.
Man, these cigars taste like they have like a maple syrup kind of taste to them. Nah, I don't know what's up with that. Ooh. Well, I like that real quick. Yeah.
Maple syrup cigars from Canada.
I got a Canadian cigars here.
Ain't good enough for you?
Infused with maple. Yeah, I can't eat sugar because I'm diabetic, so I might as well just smoke it. I'm freebasing it, everybody. Woo! If you folks want to talk to me tonight, you can over at madhouselive.com. You'll see the instructions. But if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can message me. The screen name is Madhouse Radio. That will be the screen name tonight. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you are using, MSN Messenger, that would be madhouse@live.com. So you can get a hold of me there. No video on Mad. There's no video on the Madhouse Radio Network. Are you kidding me? Milkman, are you serious? Are you mad?
No. Oh.
It should be.
That's right.
I don't know. Everyone else, let me know.
Are you on Justin? Are you on Syndicate there?
I don't know. Syndicate, you let me know. I see myself on Syndicate. Ooh, look at me. I'm on the Syndicate Radio.tv.
Ooh,
that should
be. Cigar cutter.
I'll see you over there here with a bunch of gangsters, man, but I don't see you over here on the main house. He's just a big bulletin board there.
No. I think you need a naval Java, Milkman. I think that's what your problem is tonight. So I want to say a big what's up to everybody up in the house in Syndicate Radio. syndicateradio.tv. What's up, everybody over there? And, of course, everyone over in the Madhouse side. We'll be doing some formal introductions later. So be sure to send in your requests for prank calls and all that stuff. We'll be here taking them. No lonesome loser
as of yet tonight.
No lonesome loser as of yet tonight, but we do have some stuff on deck. Nunu has been helping us out. We've got the National Organization of Women. National Organization of Broads having a conference. So we'll be looking forward to that tonight, of course. Also,
that's right. It's their Nunu of Lancashire.
Yeah, and just remember, good. We'll follow women voting before you know it. They'll be all organized, and then they'll be wanting to vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, on top of that, just to let you guys know, we have donated to us from our secret source, The Arm, has located a 15-minute block of free phone sex. We'll be calling that tonight as well. I think we should start off the show with that, motherfuckers. Real quick, let me tell y'all. Let's go back to the
You're
past.
You're wasting on a man's piston, aren't you?
No.
You're wasting on a man's
Man fisting.
Yeah, yeah, you guys do man fisting over there, motherfucker.
That's what you're gonna do. What are you gonna do with it?
Let's go back to last year here. The last time we got a, this is a source we have. We get an occasional, this is someone that we know who every once in a while can get like free 15-minute promotional cards of phone sex. And the first time around we did this, this is Carlito and a Dominatrix. This is from last year here. And while we're at it, we need to come up with ideas. We get one call 15 minutes long. We can't hang up in the middle of it and call back and get another operator because they only give you – it's a one-shot thing, 15 minutes with a phone sex operator. And our goal tonight is to make the craziest, wackiest, most gross-out thing to her as possible. Yeah, I see Brandon Vegas is also here. Brandon Vegas, you're joining in late. That's a minus one gold star for you already. And that's your problem, not mine. So let's listen to this here for some ideas. Everybody out there in Syndicate in the Madhouse room, if you guys can come up with ideas. I was thinking Jack Masterson, our 482-pound character, should call in for some phone sex. Give me your ideas. The best one will win something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is from last year. Play it, Milkman.
For a hot girl, press 2 for a skilled dominatrix. Press 3 for a beautiful TS with a special
dominatrix.
Or an alluring TV who knows
I gotta call it. We'll call the dominatrix, then we're gonna call the transvestite. Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, who's this?
Can you speak up a bit? Really hard to
I'm sorry, woman. Good, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, what's going on? What the fuck are you wearing? What the fuck are you wearing?
I'm not wearing much of anything, really.
Where are you? Are you in a cubicle or are you inside your house?
I'm inside a cubicle.
You're in a cubicle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Can you get naked in your cubicle? How are we going to do this shit, man?
What's the matter?
Were you some kind of are you a dominatrix for real?
I can be.
Are you going to try to push me around? You think you're going to get away with it?
Is that what you want?
I want you to get on your fucking knees right now.
That's not really being a dominatrix.
So what? That's how you do it. I'm in charge. You're the dominatrix. Get on your fucking knees, I said.
That's not how a dominatrix...
Yes, it is. I have it right here in the book. Get on your fucking knees, you cunt.
You don't have to talk to me like that.
I can talk however I want. You're my dominatrix, bitch. Get the fuck on your knees.
If I'm a dominatrix, you want... You look it up in the book.
Ma'am, I'm paying for this.
I
pay your taxes, you know that?
What kind of book do you have?
It says right here, the Karma Sutra.
You pay my taxes?
Yes, I do. I pay your salary and your taxes.
You don't pay my taxes.
Fuck you, bitch. You fucking dominatrix. Get on your knees and suck it.
You're hilarious, you know that?
Oh, I'm hilarious, huh? Do I make you laugh with my pathetically small penis?
Oh, God. Is that what your problem is?
Yeah, shut up. Go outside. Go outside. Hang up the phone. I command you.
Yeah, like a little three-inch cock?
I command you. Shut the fuck up. I command you to hang up the phone.
You've got a three-inch cock, don't you?
No, I don't. It's 4.
Oh, wow. What a deal.
I have a 46-inch waist size.
That's really something to be proud of.
My waist size is 46 inches, too, baby. You want it?
No.
You want my 46 inches of gut?
I don't think so.
I got 46 inches of lust right here, baby.
Oh,
listen.
You know what? You must really be able to see that little 4-inch cock well with your big ass stomach.
I have a floor-length mirror, okay?
Oh, you would need it.
You're a fucking dominatrix whore. I'm done with you. I'm done. I got off.
Hey, you're quick, huh?
Shut up. Shut up, Mom.
Be sure to visit us.
Up your ass. Anyway, so nice language, this crazy Al. You know what? Deal with it. What, are you a woman or something? The C word. You know what? Fuck it, right? What's your problem? Woman? Get out of here.
Shut up, Mom.
Anyway, so that's what we did last year at this opportunity when we had the free phone sex. We're going to try it again. Hopefully this one works out. I just disconnected the microphone again. Hopefully this one works out better than the last one, which was pretty good. Up in the Syndicate Radio chat room, I see G-Wiz has been playing a lot of porno clips. Not porno clips, but just naughty clips. He's sticking to African-American girls for the time being. And God, those girls have some asses over there, Milkman. I know you like black girls. You should go into the Syndicate Radio TV chat room right now, man. Over at Now Live. Right now, G-Wiz, there's a big black ass is just looking for me to go boo.
I know her, man.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, look, man, I know her.
I see two hams that need a nice glazing, if you know what I mean. You know. All right, so I just want to give what's up to everybody. Clavin in there, G-Wiz, Disturbed is in there, Disturbed D, whatever, Dr. Dirty Cantaloupe, Crazy Heretic. Ashley, though, Amanda, that girl that was flashing her tatas last night is in the house. G-Unit, Gold Dog, a bunch of guestesses are in there. Corrupt Corruption is in the house. What's up, man? Owner of a Madhouse City, I believe you bought one of them. New York Yankees fan for life. Interesting guy. Saigon is in the house. Former head of the PCU Council. Sidekick Chuck, Sue Me 2, Tank 2008, Wenchy, Rocky, the list goes on and on and on. We've got a total of 62 people watching and listening over at Syndicate Radio. If you're just lurking, please join the chat room. Join in and check out this show and interact with the other ladies in here. We like have fun, us do here. Also over at, you know, don't not forget my peeps over at 98.6, The Mouth.
98.6, The Mouth.
New news in the house, of course. He's busy sending in information here for the National Organization of Women. They have yoga at 7 a.m. tomorrow, apparently. Ha, 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 yoga. Those lesbians and their yoga. Are they going to get out of that? Bad Boys of Ohio in the house. Brandon Vegas, of course, is in there as well as here in the satellite link of Hollywood Vanya. Making a triumphant return coming from surgery. He was in a car accident, so it's good to see him up and running in here. Jill, holy shut man. Milkman's in there, of course. Tuck holding it down. DC Loke is in the house there. So, the people are starting to show up for the show. We're getting warmed up here. Let's go ahead and do that phone sex call again. This came from Big Andy, the former co-host of this show. He did move up to Chicago. He joins us from time to time when he can. Yes, really. I know you didn't know that one, but that's him. Anyway, so let's go ahead and call this. Let's see. Hopefully we get some options again. Last time we had an option, we had, like, what, Dominatrix and TS, Transvestites or whatever. So we got to be on it really quick.
Call it and see what it offers.
We only get the one call when we do it.
Well,
all right?
We do, though. We can't let her hang up right away, dude.
Nah. So here's what I'm thinking.
So, keep her in there until the 13th minute before we get her pissed off completely.
All right, so most definitely here, you know, I'm thinking Jack Masterson has to do this, right? We got to have
let her do
big
her thing and then, you know.
Yeah, we got to get it warmed up, yeah. But here's the thing, like, any ideas? Because I'm thinking here, you know, just
when
doing some.
When does the minute start?
Yeah, we need to get
as
a countdown
line
here.
Or as soon as we dial in.
I'm going to assume the minute that the line picks up is when it starts.
And I'll give you an idea.
The minute you hear a pickup, that's when the phone sex starts, all right? All right, well, worst case scenario, we'll go with that so we don't have any missed time. And then what I'm assuming is, you know, here Jack Masterson is probably going to get something out of it, hopefully. So let's see where this goes. All right, everybody, it's time for phone sex. It's time for some phone head, as I like to call it. We're right back after this with the first prank call of the night.
Hey, guys. Thanks for calling 1-800-399-MOVIE. And welcome to your free trial of Intimate Encounters, the hottest live amateur talk line ever.
All right.
Hundreds of hot, horny students, housewives, and working girls call all day and night. Talk to them live right now for free. That's right. We're so sure you're going to love it. We're giving first-time callers one call with up to 15 free minutes to hook up with these ladies who can't wait to get off with you.
Nice.
Enter your PIN now, followed by the pound sign. And if you like our service, you can call us back at 1-800-6-1.
Did you hit the pound key or not?
Oh, honey, now it's time to choose how you want to get off.
All right, here we go. Listen.
Feel like some hot amateur talk? Check out who's online, send instant messages, or go one-on-one. Oh, yeah, press 1, baby. Or turn yourself over to a nasty girl who'll do anything you want.
Yeah.
That's right, your own personal sex toy.
That's it.
Press 2 for live 1.
All right, here we go.
Press 1 for a hot girl. Press 2 for a skilled dominatrix. Press 3 for a beautiful TS with a special surprise. Or an alluring TV who knows what you want. Or press 9 to repeat your choices.
All right, guys, what's it going to be? Give me your votes quickly here. We're repeating our choices.
Press 1 for a hot girl. Press 2 for a skilled dominatrix. Press 3 for a beautiful TS with a special surprise. Or an alluring TV who knows what you want. Or press 9 to repeat your choices.
Number 3.
Enter the 4-digit agent number of the hot girl of your desires, or press the pound key for the next available agent.
All right, here we go, baby. Get your lube ready. Get your tissues, everybody.
Here comes an alluring woman just for you.
Quiet, what's up? Well, this is a rough off.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hey, this is Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm so happy I'm talking to you now.
Are you really, baby?
Yeah, where you at?
San Diego, and you?
Oh, I'm in Miami. Well, I'm originally from the Virgin Islands, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm in the hospital, the VA hospital here.
You're in the hospital.
Well, in the VA hospital, actually. So they got me set up here, but I'm on my cell phone.
Well, why are you in the hospital?
Well, I just got a kidney problem. I'm a little overweight, and luckily I was in Vietnam, so I got the veteran kind of
thing. You're not old enough to be a Vietnam vet.
I was.
Wow.
Well, thank you for the compliment, sweetheart. So what was your name again? I forget names.
I'm Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah.
So are you like a TS or something?
Like a TS? Yes, I am a TS, baby.
So is that transsexual?
Or yes.
So do you have a wang or no?
Do I have a dick? Yes.
Well, I like to call it the wang. Whatever you want to use, the dick.
Huh?
So what are you allowed to do? Are we allowed to like masturbate together? Do I need your permission to touch it?
Well, you can touch yourself whenever you want to, baby. I'm not a mistress.
Okay, hang on.
Are you in a private hospital room?
Yeah, it's just a private, a long suite.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 48.
Really? That's still not old enough to be in Vietnam.
I was in Vietnam, but I was stationed there. I wasn't like in the war or something.
Oh, I was going to say. Because I mean, Vietnam vets, they're old too.
I was in the Gulf of Tonkin.
Oh, you were, huh?
Yeah, so what kind of fantasies you want to talk about?
Whatever you want to talk about, baby.
How big is your thing?
7 inches.
Oh.
Would you like to know what I look like?
Yeah.
I'm 5'9". I'm 145 pounds.
Ugh.
I have long black hair.
Shut up.
And my breast size, 34C.
So how did you do that? Did you get like implants?
Implants, yes.
Of course. Oh.
Yeah. Most of us get implants.
Oh God.
You know, a lot of us are on hormones, but I didn't like what it was doing to my dick.
Oh God. Oh, God.
Tell me what you look like.
I weigh 482 pounds. And I got long hair. It goes down to my back, like to like the small of my back.
How? What color is it?
It's going gray now. It's like dirty blonde.
Oh,
And then you remember Captain Lou Albano? He had the goatee with the tie. Like I do the rubber band tie.
Okay, Captain who?
Lou Albano.
No, I never heard of him.
How old are you?
27.
Oh, I got a fantasy. I never. Are you black?
I'm German and Sicilian.
You sound black.
I have a lot of black friends.
Maybe it's rubbing off on you. Speaking of rubbing off, so like you come in, like I have a fantasy. Have you ever done anything like in a movie theater?
Jacked up in a theater? Yes.
Yeah. I would like maybe I'll be in the back of the theater, and we're watching like Wall-E or something like that. Like you know, a movie there's not a lot of people in it during the day. And then I want you to come in. And then, like, you see me, and then you come from far away, and you come inside, and you sit next to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I want you to start masturbating.
Okay.
Would you
How
do
big
it?
Is your cock, baby?
It's like four and a half. Don't tell anybody. It's like four.
I'm not going to tell anybody. Who am I going to tell?
I don't know.
The secret is safe with me.
You might tell the media or something.
What?
I'm a city councilman.
You're a city council member?
Yeah. This is so hot. This is so dangerous and it's so hot. Oh, God. So what would you do in the movie theater? Would you sit on my cock? Like, would you ride it?
Well, if I'm just coming in, I'll just sit next to you and start stroking your cock.
I want you to just, like, sit on it and go up and down.
Oh, you want me to sit on it, so it's going to be hard already. Huh?
Yeah, I saw you from far away. And I want to smell your hair, like, in the back, and I want you to sit and go up and down.
Oh, yeah?
And then I was thinking, like, it would be hot, like, the movie theater, like, it caught on fire. And then you just keep going up and down, and, like, who gives a shit?
I do, baby.
Like, it was so hot, it was just, like, the movie theater was on fire, we're having sex, and then the movie theater collapsed, and the fire caved. The roof caved in on us because we're bad people, we're sinners because we're having sex. And Leviticus says that men are supposed to have sex, but I don't care. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus. Oh, God. Hello?
What did you say? You're sorry, Jesus.
Shit, you're messing it up. Shut up. I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Talk me off.
Well, go ahead, baby.
No, you talk me off. I'm paying you. Don't be lazy, God.
I'm bouncing up and down on it, baby.
What about, you ever have sex in a plane before?
No, I never had sex on a plane.
God, I want you, maybe we could sit down together, and, like you had the same seat next to mine on the plane. And then I want you to sit down on my cock, and then you're bouncing up and down on my cock on the plane. And then the plane starts crashing, and it crashes into the sea, and then we both die. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby, that's a little bit too tragic.
Oh, I'm into, like, finally dying and getting out of this pain that I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I want something to take you out of your misery.
You ever go hunting?
No, I'm not a hunter.
Oh, I could take you hunting. Like, we're going like a guy trip, like a hunting trip. And then we come on to each other, you know, a little bit. And then I was thinking, like, I could get a deer. We could shoot the deer. And then when we shoot the deer, I'll lay down on top of the deer. And then you get on top of me, ride my cock and bounce up and down on the dead deer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, God. Do you ever see a deer die?
No, and I don't want to either.
Oh, it's like the most erotic thing ever.
Oh, that's really sick. You know that?
Oh, God.
You're really sick. You're a sick motherfucker, aren't you?
Won't you? You're the one that dresses like a woman and has mutilated your chest.
That's right. That ain't sick.
Can I read the Bible to you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to read. Go get your family Bible. I'm going to preach to you. This is an intervention.
Oh, my God. Why don't you intervention your ass and lose some weight, Jack?
Okay, I'm going to intervention my ass right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm intervening my ass.
Okay, baby. I've heard it all.
I just ejaculated.
You did?
Now I'm going to eat my ejaculate.
Come on, eat your ejaculate.
Oh, pull me.
Did you enjoy it?
No, it's kind of a little too salty for me.
Well, maybe you better eat less salt.
Maybe you should stop telling me what to do. You know, you masturbate on the phone with other men. I bet you're not even a man. You're a fucking woman this whole time, aren't you? Tell me the truth. Tell me what's going on here.
I have a dick between my legs, titties on my chest, and you're calling me, got your ass preaching at me.
Ma'am, I think you're a liar. I think you're really a woman who's just low on money because you have like 5 black kids at home. And you're black. You don't have an ounce of German or Italian or whatever it is the hell you say you got in you. You're some ghetto-ass woman that's got like 5 kids at home. It's the only thing you know what to do. You're probably sitting at home. You know who you are? You're Michael Jackson. That's who you are.
Okay.
You're a Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Okay, what's your favorite Michael Jackson song?
I don't like Michael Jackson.
Mama say, mama song, mama kusa. Mama say, mama song, mama kusa. Mama say, mama song.
Are you in a VA hospital?
Mama say, mama song. Yes, I'm the director of the VA hospital.
Oh, you're such a fucking liar.
You fucking cunt.
You're a cunt.
You're gonna die in hell. You read about Sodom and Gomorrah, and you see what's gonna happen. You're gonna turn into a pillar of salt.
Right there with me.
Perhaps. But you first. You first, lady.
I'll get the party started.
All right.
Your ass is going to be following me.
God bless you. I'm leaving.
Bye.
Bye.
Was that funny? I don't know what the hell I was about. That wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, but...
It was great. How's that one I'm calling around?
That was fucking hilarious, dude.
Michael Jackson. That's funny. Yeah, who mentioned that? Holy shit, man, says, "Sam, Michael Jackson." Do I have any Michael Jackson music? Embarrassingly enough, I bet you I do. Let's see, look for Michael Jackson. I know, I gotta have some Michael Jackson here. Yeah, I do.
I hope you don't.
No, he's got some...
No shame on you.
There's something here that says Michael Jackson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Ronald Reagan. What's that? Oh, I think that's Louis Black.
Close enough.
You see, here's a good... This is a good Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson is what he is, but he had some good music back in the 80s. Pretty Young Thing. I should have played that for her. Come on, man. All right, that's enough of that. Let's get back to the real Madhouse. Madhouse Radio Hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ. I got beer all over me now. Disturbed D says, I think she wants some Carlito dick. Yeah, I think so, too. Probably. Anyway, so we had fun with that. Now we got a lot of other stuff to do. Is Lonesome Loser on? Where the hell's Lonesome Loser at? What happened to this guy?
Mac Masterson did an excellent job of gargling, man.
He's a good cum gargler, if you didn't know that. That's one of his other things. I got to add that to his Wikipedia page. Everyone be sure to check out the Madhouse Wikipedia over at madhouselive.com.
That's talent there, kid.
Beer number 4 in my belly right now going in. And in the meantime, we're going to get the information here from Nunu for that conference, I suppose, to see what he's got. Kim Gandy, we've talked to her in the past. Kim Gandy, then that's the one that Zolar called once. Kim Gandy got her like 2 years ago, right? And sent her some wine and some flowers and shit like that. Didn't that happen, I think? I think I remember that happening. And then we called the guy later on this show.
Something like that, yeah.
We called the guy later on this show. We called her and we got her husband. Me and Reklu got the husband, and he was really creepy and shit. We had a conversation with him. Remember that? He sounded like a child molester. He's like, yeah, I enjoyed your flowers you sent me. Like, oh, God, all right, creepo. Creepy-sounding white guy. And then Olga Vivas, we've talked to her, too, before in the past. She apparently accidentally slipped the other day on a video online. She said the C word on accident. That's always fun. Whoops. I see Lizzie Poo's in the house. What's up, Lizzie woman? Welcome. I see Jill's made it also in. We've got a lot of people here right now. Big Bird is in the house. Prankmaster's here, too. What's up, Prankmaster? He's going by Carlos Sucks KDK's Dick, I think he's calling himself or something. I don't know. What would he be mad at me? I don't know. See what happened last night. I was watching the late great Dr. Lego. We were watching his show last night, me and Milkman on Syndicate Radio, and Prankmaster came in. Yeah, he's late. Always late. Prankmaster came in and he was being rude. So I started posting pictures of Prankmaster in the chat room for everyone to see.
Oh, this is Prankmaster.
Yeah, and he got mad. He called in and he threatened me or something. He gets what he gets, right? So now he's all upset. You know what? We have our anti-pedophile shield in the house. Do not worry about it, sir. We're not worried about that. What? No one knows what I'm talking about. Who fucking cares, right? Craig Master who? Major Chaos who? Adam Erlander who?
The Big Blue Rat Master.
Alright, Nunu, we're going to do this. What else was I going to talk? Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention on Zolar's show last Saturday. I don't know if anybody caught it. I don't have a copy of it at all, but Zolar and I, actually, last week we tried to call that National Association of Fat Acceptance or the National Association for the Acceptance of Fat People or something like that,
Right.
And Zolar was able to get through and get a room number. So Zolar immediately was like, yeah, I'm in the middle playing WoW. And Zolar's like, hey, yeah, Carlito, call in. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm in the middle of a mission. So I got on my game and I called him. And shut up, Tuck. Just because you have dial-up and don't have enough money to pay for a WoW subscription except for your shit. Anyway, So regardless, this guy, Zolar and I, we end up getting this lady, what was it, a bottle of Dom and some chocolate-covered strawberries or something like that, some crazy shit like that. I forget what it was exactly. But I need to check that out. I would like to hear that again. But we were successful finally in getting that to getting a bite at that place. So congratulations to us and congratulations to Zolar, who I assume will be on tomorrow night. Mics are too hot, I understand. Hollywood Vanya says the meds are kicking in. Wow. Awesome. Nothing wrong with that. Hollywood, man, call in before you go, you bastard. Call in, you son of a bitch. Hollywood Vanya,
hey,
call in.
Back,
let's do
back,
some
come
pranks.
Back.
Come back, man. Call in. Please, do some pranks with us real
That's
quick.
That's when you want to call in when our meds do kick in.
Yeah, man. Exactly. That's the best time to call in. Shit. And yes, if you want to call in, you can. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Toll-free line here tonight is 1-888-278-8509. Please call in. And you know what? I have no Lonesome Loser contact yet, so I'm going to open up the log files here and make sure we have a nice bank of numbers we can call from last week. We've got a lot of leftover numbers from then. I'm certain that we'll answer tonight. We got some... we got a lot of people here. A lot of UK numbers here we can call. We can call some people that we called last week as well. I got called, what was it, an American, a dumb American last week, or a stupid American also? That's always fun. Being insulted by British people. All right, so here we go, everybody. The National Organization of Women Conference is being held in Bethesda, Maryland, at the Hyatt. Just a moment, folks.
She looks like she's Caribbean, bro.
She's Dominican.
What's
an oxymoron? All Dominicans are black. Who doesn't know that?
That's not true at all.
Look at the black Latinos, man.
Oh, man, you haven't been down there. That's the problem, you see. They got all flavors, man. And mocha. Hey, here is a huge can of Foster's right here going out to you there, manito.
Why don't you shove it up your ass, Milkman? Hello?
Oh, ice cold.
Excuse me, hello. Yes, I need to speak with Kim Dandy, please. Kim? You have a... You should. Jeez. Black Tina. Not Black Tino. You don't have a Wang like the last call we did? A is for feminine. O is for masculine. Masculino and masculina.
The Hyatt Regency guest you have called is unavailable.
Cunt!
You may leave a private recorded You did not leave a message.
I didn't
you
mean
may
to.
Press zero, and the Hyatt Regency operator will assist you. You are being transferred, and the Hyatt Regency operator will assist you.
Okay. Closing at the Hyatt Regency Bethesda Hotel Operator to service.
Olga, please.
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Olga, please.
Just a sec.
With us, V as in Victor.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. These hotels are so nice, and they always got a pleasure. I think it's going to be one of those strikeout nights here in the mouth.
Know what I mean?
Rocky says the buffet is still open.
The Hyatt Regency guest you have
yes.
called is unavailable. You may leave a private recording message at the tone, or press zero and the Hyatt Regency up.
Nunu, you disappoint me, my friend. Will we try those later? Let them stew for a little bit. Give it a moment. Let's call the U. Well, let's call here. Let's call. We're gonna call. I got some restaurants here to do. We got some Greek restaurants. We got a gas station. You know, we could always play the three-word game. That's always fun to do, you know? Give me three words, and I'll try to get the restaurant or the business to say the word. I will pick one of the three words, and I will get the business or a restaurant, etc., to say the word without me saying it itself. As in, you know, let's say we have box, car, and knife, and I would pick box, and my job would be to get that other person to say box without actually saying the word box. You know what I mean? It's fun, actually. I always rhyme with it, so try it. Send me the three words, and I shall do it, you my friends. And if not, we'll just do prank calls. In the meantime, let me see here. I got Turks, Fish, and Chips in Phoenix, Arizona. Let's give that a call, everybody. Enjoy. Let's get a new song here. Any recommendations, Milkman? A song you'd like to hear, sir?
You have any of those Doors cuts I sent you from last week?
The Doors? Okay. We got three submissions from Dr. Cantaloupe. Diaper, undergarment, or colostomy bag. Those are some hard ones. All right, let me think here. Diaper,
God
undergarment. Dude. Undergarment, they don't use that in the United
States. Try to pick something that you know that they may say.
I don't think I've ever used the word undergarment. Colostomy bag might be funny. Or diaper. Diaper would be the easy one. I'm going to go with colostomy bag because it's a little more diapers easy because I brought my baby in, he took a shit. You know what he took a shit in diaper? Yeah, that's it. Colostomy bag is a little more challenging. Undergarment we're never going to get. So, okay, this is Dr. Cantaloupe's submission here. We're going to call the Turks Fish and Chips, and we're going to see if we can get them to say colostomy bag here. Good luck to us, huh? Yeah, good luck to us. I don't want to play that song. I don't want to play that song either. There we go. Play Hell's Bells, everybody. AC/DC in the mouth. Enjoy. One moment, please.
That's right. That's by the Doors.
That's the one.
Turks Fish and Chips, how can I help you?
Yes, hello. Is this the Fish and Chips place that I've heard so much about? Good. You guys are pretty well known in town, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. I have my uncle came in. He's a little older, right? He's a Vietnam vet. He's got one of those procedures where he's got to have that thing on his side to collect all that stuff. And
I know who he is.
You do know who he is?
I've seen him before, yeah.
Yeah, do you think maybe you guys found that somewhere?
No.
You guys don't have that thing?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
He's for him to breathe, yeah.
No, it's not for breathing, it's for, like, it collects his, you know, his stuff. He puts his stuff in the bag. Fuck, I fucked it up. Son of a bitch. I'm not supposed to say bag. Fuck, you asshole. You made me fuck up. It's on you. What's your name?
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, you made me mess up, and I'm not going to let you go with that, alright?
Hello?
You made me mess up. You made me lose a bet. I lost a bet because of you. You little... You hussy. Yes, you. I got so mad at her. Fuck, I'm not supposed to say
bad. To place a call, press 1.
I'm going to try it again.
To listen to your recorded calls, press...
I'm sorry, I get upset when I lose games. I'm like Michael Jordan, man. I'm all pissed off. Anyway, let's try it again. This time without saying bad. We're going to call Nadia. We're going to call her a hussy. That's mean. I'm sorry. We're going to call her Nadia. We're going to call Nadia's Greek cuisine here. Let's try it again.
Beer. Crisis. You made me some beer, you people. I'm going to end the show.
Nadia's Greek Cuisine. We're open 11 to 7
p.m.
Monday through Friday. Closed on Saturdays and
Sundays. Fuck you. Fucking message. Alright, let's call instead. What's the Turkish place that we called last week? You remember the name of that? Was this is EF? No, it was a turquoise Turkish girl. That's the one we called last week. Let's call them again. I don't have their call ready, but that was a kind of a funny call. We talked about pork, and we had a good old time last week with that one on the anniversary show, which is available over at the website, madhousealive.com.
You know what? You did some really good shows for anniversary show, and not the live calls, not, you know, the clips. But the live calls were really, like, spot on, like, CD-worthy, like, next year anniversary show where they have
on. Yeah. Yeah, who knows? Maybe some of those calls from the third year anniversary show will be featured on the fourth year anniversary show. We'll find out. Good deal.
I'm trying.
Good point.
Trying.
Good point. All right, hang on, everybody. Turkish Grill coming back. Oh, wait a minute. It was the Empire Turkish Grill. That's the one we did last week. That's the one we're going to call now Empire, right? Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Hang on.
Yeah.
Anything in the news that we should be talking about?
What's been going on? Obama's going to Europe and the Middle East. All three anchors are going with him.
Empire Turkish Grill.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. I have a question. My uncle's a Vietnam vet. You ever heard of that place?
Excuse me, sir?
You ever heard of the Vietnam War?
No.
No? Well, my uncle fought in this war, right, between us and the Japanese in Vietnam that we won. You remember that war, the Vietnam and the Japan? Remember we fought them? Sir?
Hello? May I help you, sir?
Yeah, hi. My uncle came in and he left that thing that he used to collect. You know, he comes in and he's got this thing on his side that, you know, for his khaki. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The jacket?
No, it's not a jacket. It's this thing that he puts on his side in the hole in the side of his belly. And it collects his khaki stuff, you know?
All right.
He was in Vietnam. And he got stabbed with a Japanese. The Japanese guy stabbed him in the side with a bayonet. And now, whenever he goes number two, he does it in this thing. You know, he doesn't come out of his butt. Now, I'm mean to talk bad, but he had this thing that he makes it. It comes out and he changes it out in the toilet every day. You know.
All right.
Did you find? Can you see? Maybe look to see. Ask the people if they found it.
Okay, I will check for you.
What are you going to ask for, though? I don't think you know what it is.
What exactly are you looking for?
It's this thing that you put on your side that collects the khaki, you know? You know what khaki is?
No.
Doo-doo feces, you know?
Yeah, if we find something, we will give you a call.
How are you going to know what it is? Are you a doctor? Do you know what it is?
No.
What do you call it? You gotta tell me what you call it, man. Play around. Come on, man.
All right. Can you come here, sir?
I'd rather not. I can't wait because it could be in your place. It could be at the Wendy's or it could be at the McDonald's. And the McDonald's says that it don't carry it there.
No, we didn't find anything yet.
Sir, if I raped you in the ass and I broke your asshole and you couldn't shit out of your ass anymore, what would you have put on your side so you could shit out of it? What would you call that?
Okay, good night. Take care.
I do not hang up. Don't hang up. Didn't I tell him not to hang up? Let's call him back. Bastard guy. New song.
Yes.
What the fuck you hang up on me, stupid foreign bastard?
Hold on.
Okay.
You cannot talk to me like that.
I'm sorry. I lost my temper.
Look.
Hey, you almost said the F word. You almost said the F word to me.
Look, why would you call here and interrupting us?
Because I'm looking for that thing that you put on the side to go cocky in. It's my uncle's, damn you.
Okay, sir, we don't have it. If you find it, we'll let you know, sir.
You don't even know what I'm looking for. You people don't even know how to describe it.
We know what you're looking for, and we will let you know if you find that shit.
You know what you're looking for? You're looking for a good punch in the cock. That's what you're looking for, you bastard.
Okay, what color is it, sir?
What? The bag? Fuck, you made me say, you son of a bitch. You fucking sneaky Turkish bastard. You fucking moron.
Oh, that guy just pisses me off, that fucker.
That didn't work. It really is the bohemian in burger.
That's a hard one to do, man. It's hard to do colostomy bag because it's two words and you want to say bag. You're like, you know that thing, that bag? Oh, fuck, you got me. That's a challenge, man. I think we might have to wait, you know, I'll keep trying it. Who knows? Maybe we can do it. Someone's got to say colostomy bag. Corrupt says it's brown.
Hey, good another point. One, dude. You'll never get that one. Man.
What colors are colostomy bags? Are they? I've never seen one in action. I think I'd be afraid to look at a colostomy bag. I'm gonna do a Google image. I'm going to do a Google image search for colostomy bags now. Let's see, colostomy. How do you spell colostomy bag? No, bad bag. B A G. That's how you spell bag, right? There we go. Let's see what a colostomy bag looks like. Colostomy, ostomy pouching system. That's what the technical term is, apparently. We'll look at some images here. Ooh, look at that's nasty. There's pictures of how people get it. Ooh, that's kind of freaky. Hey, Baz, you're reverbing over there. That's not good. They look.
They got Safe Search on, and
they look like they're like. They're white and clear, apparently. Yeah, they're not brown or nothing. They're clear. They're clear.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're kind of clear. They're kind of transparent, yeah.
Oy, that's nasty. This shows one person who's actually...
You got to show one that's actually been in use, though.
No, I don't want to see that, Milkman. That's... Ooh. Ew. They're showing the procedure here? Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
The question is, do they grunt? The question is, when they're using those things, are they grunting, going, and
yeah,
making a look on their face, or they just walk around, smile, and just kicking it?
Yeah, do you grunt? Like, you know, that's a good question.
Turn your search images on.
Facial expressions during usage of colostomy sackage.
Yeah, if you have a colostomy bag, do you have to go to the bathroom to do a number two, or do you just walk around? I mean, I guess you just walk around and do it, right? Does it still smell like you did a cocky?
No, that's what a costume bag is, yeah.
It does it just come out?
I know that one time, man, I was in a bathroom, dude, and somebody came in with one of them. Because, I mean, you could hear, like, the stuff hitting the water, and, like, it was, like, loud. And, I mean, the smell just about killed me. I had to leave, dude. It was terrible. But I couldn't see it because it was in the stall, man. But, I mean, it just come out and just, it was.
Oh, yeah, that's because I'm just wondering, like, did it just ooze out, you know, and then you just change it like, you know, like you would a diaper. Not a diaper, but, you know, eventually you just change it like you're changing your oil every
dude,
day.
The guy took it in the stall and was just, like, dumping it, man. I don't know how it's got a hatch or what, man, but, I mean, he just cut loose, man.
Well, you have to push. Czar is on the Madhouse website over the Meebo messenger. He's saying you have to burp the bags, apparently, if they get air farts in them. You gotta burp them. You gotta prime them out. You know, get
well, that must have been what he did, dude.
like an engine getting flooded out over there.
And there was a smell that just killed. Oh my god, it was worse than cyanide gas, dude.
Oh jeez, that's nasty. Oh boy,
that was a disgusting moment. Man.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, I don't want a colostomy bag. Whatever I gotta do not to end up with a colostomy bag, that's what I want to do. I will suck. No, I'm not going to go say that.
Oh, boy, it can't wait.
Milkman, if you had the option.
Don't stick things in your ass all the
If you were under the knife, let's say a doctor put you under and he said, you know, let's say he was all alone with you on a surgery. Let's say you went in to get, like, some kind of, let's say you went to get an appendectomy, okay, get your appendix taken out. And the doctor said, I'm going to trick you, all right? You can't move. You're paralyzed, but you can hear me and you can talk. So I'm going to give you two options. Either you start sucking my dick right here, or I'm going to make it so you have to have a colostomy bag. What would you do? Would you take a shot in the mouth, or would you take the colostomy bag for the rest of your life? Milkman, you're up. What would you do?
I'd take the fucking bag, dude, and I'd sue the motherfucker there and be a billionaire.
Bullshit. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't admit to that. Where's your proof? All right, so Milkman would take the colostomy bag over sucking a dick just once, apparently. I don't know what I would
do. Fuck yeah, man. I'd be a billionaire, man, for malpractice.
Krupp says, use and toss. They should be biodegradable. How would you wash? Ooh, yeah, how do you wash a colostomy bag? God dang it, man. That's enough. No more colostomy bag talk. Oh, fuck. Water.
What do you use that? Santa Flush?
Soap and
Santa
water.
Santa Flush, shit, little dude in the boat.
You use that stuff that, you know, the barbers use.
It's so bad down here, about time to use me.
That blue sanitizing liquid that the barbers use, you know, for the combs and all that stuff, maybe that. Czar says that it detached from a port. So they got, like, they install, like, a port on you or something. You're like, on the side.
Your dishwasher.
And your dishwasher? No, no. Ooh, no, oh, man. I wouldn't want to. I just hose it down outside. What if you like had like gnats and flies sort of laying eggs inside of it? You're walking around and like flies all over you. Oh, man. Oh, God. Colossal back talk here on the Madhouse Radio Show. Thank God you guys didn't miss this show tonight. All right, we're going to call someone else then. We're going to call my big fat Greek restaurant here. Let's see if we can get them to say colostomy bag, everybody. Let's give it a shot. You know, Czar's still messaging me, and he says they're disposable. I guess they're one-time use. And there's a piece of plastic in you to unplug. So I don't know if I'm offending. Maybe Czar has one himself. I don't mean to offend you, sir. Let me know if that's the case. We'll take it seriously. Okay, he says, my wife worked in a nursing home, had a resident with a colostomy bag with infections in. Ooh. Turns out the resident's husband was screwing her in the colostomy hole. Oh, fuck that shit. No way.
That is shit.
Wow.
Okay, new subject.
That's rad, man.
That is sick, dude. You get a gold star for that one. Where's my gold stars at?
New subject.
That is so... Oh, hot.
That is something else. Wow. I'm going to screw you in the colossal.
That's
event.
Hot as heck.
That's what that would sound like, I think.
Well, I guess that's just about as good as the old throat hole.
Oh, shit. I love this show, man. All right. Anyway, back on track. Prank call coming up. Hang on. Greek restaurant.
That's right. Just threw me in the colostomy bag hole there. I got the answer to the butthole.
Corrupt is calling it the side door.
Hey, I see DTT's in the house. What's up, DTT?
Yasus, thank you for choosing my Big Mac restaurant in Tucson. This is Tiffany.
That's a lot to say, huh?
I know.
God, that sucks. Did they make you say all that shit? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying the SH word. Hey, my uncle's is a Vietnam vet, and he has one of those things on his side, you know, for the khaki. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, he got bayoneted in the side, right, by a Japanese guy in the Vietnam War.
Right.
He got this Japanese guy came out to him and was like, "What are you doing?" And he like right in the side. So he can't. He doesn't do number two. Comes out of his side now. So he has that thing on you know, the side of him that he has to, I don't know what it's called. He's just telling me,
right,
he's
right.
You know what that is, you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yeah, well, he thinks he left it there, either under the table or in the bathroom.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, seriously, he left it with, he doesn't know where it is, and the thing is, he really needs to go, he's holding it in. Could you ask to see if anybody found it?
What's it called?
I don't know what it's called. It's this thing where you do a number, you know, like when the number two comes out, but instead of normal way, it comes out the side. You know, like the side of his torso. And it goes in his, like, this pouch kind of thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Who else is there? Maybe you can ask maybe an older person who might have one.
Okay, hang on.
Okay. Check for flies. Oh, God. I think we might have a winner this time, Milkman. There's the winner right there.
You're getting closer.
Getting there.
We get a professional ripper if she gets it right.
I'm almost out of minutes on this phone card. I got to purchase some more minutes here.
Your balance is low.
Uh-oh.
To add minutes using
hello?
A credit card,
dude,
press
got
1.
Otherwise,
press 2 for the main menu.
Hello.
Dude, we got the international
card.
Think
of the poultry items, unbanned douche.
Your balance is low.
I'm going to have to buy more minutes.
Man, leave it, please.
All right, we're going to... Let me buy some more minutes here real quick on it. And,
Hey, use the international card, bro.
Well, that's for international numbers. We do that in the second half of the show, my friend. Should we take a break? Let's take a break real quick, and I'll buy some minutes. It's 11 o'clock. It's an hour in. We're halfway through the show.
Let's hey, Carlito.
Hey, Taco.
Hey,
Miami. What?
Speaking of toiletry products, unbanned douche, because he's frantically eyeing me over here.
Oh, Jesus.
He can talk to you.
Oh, that's
really,
all right. Listen,
leave
the band, please, man. It just runs up our bill every month.
Holy
you
shit.
Like Comedy Gold is just moments away if you unban him.
Okay, all right. So anyway, let's try this. I'm going to take a break here real quick. 4 minutes. Four or five minutes, perhaps.
All you got to do is hit the button called block.
Yeah, that's all I got to do, nigga. It's just block it like that. I don't use the... I'm not an N-word user. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be cool. Dude, you know, Hollywood was in the chat room talking about the... Hollywood was talking about these two game shows. I meant to talk about this last week, Wipeout on ABC. I talked about this last week. Wipeout is a great game show. And what is it called? I Survived a Japanese Game Show, both on ABC back-to-back on Tuesday nights, I think. I highly recommend those. They're like a wannabe MXC. Wipeout is, at least. So check those out. They're pretty good. And I also wanted to bring up... what was I going to bring up? Fuck. Something I was, another TV show I was going to bring up right now. I forgot it already. Yeah, never mind. I don't know what I was talking about. Anyway, in the meantime, oh, that's what it was. MTV's got this reality show called G's to Gents. It's like a bunch of G's, you know, a bunch of like thug kind of guys, and they have to become gents. And that the Farnsworth black dude is like that Brian Gumble black guy is doing it. I think it's got the most potential of all. I'm not a big reality TV show fan, to be honest with you, although I do partake in Survivor. That's one of my guilty pleasures. But this G's the Gents. The executive producer is Jamie Foxx, and Farnsworth Bentley's in it. And dude, it's a very interesting show. You really need to watch if you haven't seen it. It's on MTV. I think it's on Wednesday nights. Very interesting. A bunch of ghetto dudes, and they have to become like. Like proper Brian Gumble black dudes or whatever. Check it out. Just watch. You'll see what I mean. Check it out. G's the Gents on MTV Wednesday nights, I believe. Anyway, when we come back, we got more prank calls to do. We're going to try to get someone to say that damn fucking word. We're going to try to get these businesses to say colostomy bag. Going to add some more minutes to the card. We're also going to unblock Douche temporarily so he can call in and be stupid. And also, we're going to do some international calls to the UK. And we'll also be trying to get some of those National Organization of Women chicks on the line. They love being called chicks. If you want to call in, you can. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, that's Madhouse Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. And that's it. That is it. That is it. What happened to my playlist? This is not good. My playlist is not working now. Uh-oh. Hang on. Nobody panic. There we go. Now it's working, I think. Ooh, this is not... There we go. Where does this go? Hang on. I'm talking to myself. There we go. All right. We'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Madhouse Radio. Radio. Baz, it's your birthday. Do I understand you have a birthday coming up, or you had a birthday or something?
No.
Oh.
I think that's Douche just being Douche.
Yeah, nice try, Douche. Now you're banned again. You know what, Douche? I'm hitting it right now.
I'm not until September.
There you go. Douche just got banned again. Yeah, that's what you get for being a troublemaker, sir. Learn your lesson. Okay, and the next prank call tonight is coming up. We're calling the... What else do we got here? We got Hy-Vee Gas in Dubuque, Iowa. This one goes out to the bad boys of Iowa who are listening tonight. Just a moment, folks.
news report. I know, Milkman, that I promised you and all the Syndicate people a show this Saturday afternoon, but something came up. I had an opportunity to do something with my old lady. She's not going to be working Saturday.
Good evening. Have you seen on Locust? This is Dennis. Can I help you?
Hey, Dennis. What's going on there, big guy?
Not much.
What do you say there, big Dennis?
Okay, who's this?
All right, big Dennis. How you doing there, Dennis?
Okay.
Hey, this is Valente. I was wondering, my uncle was in there earlier, and he thinks he might have left something in the restroom. Could you possibly go in there and check to see if it's there?
Okay, I'll send my other guy in here. What did he leave?
I don't know what it's called exactly. It's like, you know, he was in Vietnam, right? And he got bayoneted. He got bayoneted in the side. So like when he does the cocky, you know, it doesn't come out in the back. It comes out in like in the side.
Okay.
So it comes out in his thing, you know. I don't know what you call the thing, but that's what it comes out in. You know.
Okay. 1 second.
You know what I'm talking about?
You in the med room. The gentleman thinks that he's lost one of those bags.
Oh, he's close.
Colonoscopy.
Oh, he's close to colonoscopy.
He said it.
No, he didn't talk. He said colonoscopy bag. That's not the one. I'm sorry. We have a strict...
Okay, he's checking, sir. Just a second.
All right. What did you tell him to look for?
Colonoscopy bag?
No, that's not it.
No?
You're close. Come on, man.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of sounds like that, but it's something else. Yeah, I know. You're a smart guy. Come on.
Okay. He'll see if there's anything unusual sitting there in there, he'll find out.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You sound a little winded.
There's nothing unusual in the restroom, sir.
What do you mean there's nothing unusual in the bathroom? This is not unusual or nothing to be embarrassed about.
No. No, he didn't find anything there.
Did you ask him to look for the shit bag?
Yeah.
The shit sack. He didn't find the shit sack there.
No, he did not.
Well, you didn't tell him. You told him what was it? A colonoscopy bag.
Well, basically the same type of thing.
You stupid assholes. A colostomy bag, man. I'm never going to get out of this fucking game tonight. You stupid...
Okay.
You horse's asshole.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to knock that off and please quit calling.
You're a jerk-off is what you are, so you ruined my night. All right, there we go.
God damn it. Please. Thought we finally had it, man. Jesus.
It was close enough.
No.
Close enough.
That's close enough, I guess. So we're gonna...
That's basically what it was.
Perhaps another day we'll do the colostomy. We'll keep the one for next week.
It's the same fucking thing.
You get it.
You're right.
You it.
Colostomy bag is hard.
He knows what you...
Go to another subject, or you'll be on colostomy bag. It's the colostomy bag show if you keep going.
This is the colostomy bag special here, everybody. Manhouse Radio colostomy special. Colonoscopy bag. All right, everybody.
Smell it out. Smellers.
That's the name of the, if you ever take it.
All right, so
the cocktail special, now the colostomy special.
That's right, man. Jeez. All right, well, if you guys want to submit your three words to me, go ahead and do that now. You can do so in the chat room or send it to me on one of the instant messengers or over at madhouselive.com. Three words. Give me three words, and I'll pick one of them. One of them, there are three words. And try to get the unwilling prank call victim to say it without me saying it first. It's a fun time, as you've seen. At least a lot of conversation and whatnot and so forth. What else? Something has been going on in the news. I know there's got to be something wacky that happened. What happened? Oh, yeah, Cuba. You know, we talk about Cuba a lot here. We're always, you know, we stay on top of the Cuba crisis here. The ongoing embargo. Apparently, Venezuela... Miss Venezuela just won the Miss Universe pageant, if that's even significant anymore. Miss Venezuela, the country of Venezuela is going to be, they're laying down a fiber optic pipe, fiber optic line from Venezuela, from Caracas all the way to Cuba. And Cuba's going to be getting normal internet access, apparently, coming up in about a year. So that's a pretty good thing. Those people are going to be able to...
Can we check? We'll Cuban girls on the internet and
I've said for a long time, you know, if the if the Cuban people were afforded the ability to have American influence, American dollars come in, American tourists visit their country and spend U.S. dollars and influence our culture upon them, they would see the benefits of our way of life, of our social system, of our capitalist system, as opposed to their socialist system, and they might be more inclined to, you know, look for change. That's all I gotta say. Well, apparently the Cubans are getting internet pretty soon. We have a Skype caller here. I'm gonna assume this is Duche.
Yeah, hey, Matt,
how
are
you?
You're on the air. Hey, Douche, how you doing?
Did you abandon me?
I just did. You got through, didn't you?
I did.
You did. What can I do you for?
I'm gonna do a prank call.
You're gonna do a prank call?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who do you suppose...
Oh, great.
Who do you want to prank call, Douche?
Can't wait.
The dead.
The dead? I don't have the dead's phone number.
Yeah, you do. I know you do.
Hang on. Let me see if I do.
You used it last week.
Yeah, you're right. I did use it last week, didn't I? All right. I got it right here. All right. Give me a second. Let me connect you with the dead, okay?
Okay.
All right. This guy.
Which I know you calls of each day and five times in a row.
Yeah, let's see how.
Everything with fake are you?
That that's gonna insult him. Watch this.
We are unavailable to take your call.
Well. Please
put the message. Thank you for.
No, the dead.
Dead.
I don't know.
Dead.
No, the dead. He's gone. He's not there.
Maybe he's drunk.
Maybe he's drunk or sleeping. You know, it's pretty late for you to be calling, bothering the dead, putting us up to bother the dead. Yeah, I'll give you one more shot. I'm going to put you through to Christopher McDonald, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I'm on the room.
Mess it up.
Hello? What's going on?
Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Hello? Carlito?
Are you there? Hello?
Carlito.
Hello? Where'd Douche go?
I'm right here.
I don't know. I think we lost Douche.
No, we didn't. I'm here.
Douche? Milkman, what happened to Douche?
That was really exciting.
I think Milkman cut Douche off.
Dude, it's been over 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We lost him, man.
Well,
Brad, 5 minutes of time.
Well, Douche, if you're listening, you're more than welcome to call back in. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Does anybody else want to call in tonight, except for Douche?
Yeah, that was one of the best calls of the night, man.
That was one of the best calls of the night.
I agree. Excellent.
Very excellent call, yeah.
It's magic every time.
Yeah, I got Douche's phone number here. I got his personal phone number here. Should I get that out? Well, he's got some Skype numbers.
Yeah, if he wants to call in, he wants to call in on 800 number and try and stop
him.
I do some line the whole time. Hey, give me a second here, folks. I'm going to do the next call of the night. Just a moment, folks. I'm going anywhere.
We're calling back the person
from last week that called me a stupid American.
Hello?
Hey, woman, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I command you to speak. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Boring.
Please say something. This is a big retarded show tonight, isn't it? K Colascopy. Close enough. Good point. I think that's like a very old message. Right, we're not going in there with this.
Wow. We just hit the train wreck tonight, folks. All right, let's call. Let's try calling Jawed Butt. Muhammad Butt. That's the one I want to call. Here we go. Muhammad Butt. This one came in last week. We'll try it again. I'm sure it'll work.
Do you have any numbers from that conference, or have we got any numbers at all that are live for that?
We can try the conference again. Let me... Who sent that in? Nunu, was it? Nunu went offline.
Did you get any good numbers?
Well, I mean, I got the one number. I mean, the main number for the damn place, but no one answered there when I called. There we go. There we go. Okay. All right, we're going to call. Let's try to see if we can get through to the National Organization of Women thing. Whatchamacallit. Hang on, folks. One moment.
This is such a cool video for that song. That's old, though. Ancient. Ancient history. That was like 97, 98.
Good evening. Hey, frequency the post ahead. Operator Brittany at your service.
Hello, Brittany?
Yes.
Hi, I need to speak with Kim, please.
Hold on one moment.
All right.
Okay, I have a couple rooms under that name. Would you like me just to try any one, or do you know the room number?
Try any one, because I'm not sure.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Oh, you didn't say it. She didn't say her pleasure. Got her pleasure right here. If you really want to party with me... Put all your hands where my eyes can see.
The Hyatt Regency guest you have called is unavailable. You may leave. Message complete.
Okay.
You are being transferred and a Hyatt Regency operator will assist you.
Hyatt operator Brittany at your service.
Brittany, that didn't work.
Okay.
Hey, aren't you supposed to say it's like your pleasure or something?
My pleasure to connect you?
Yeah, I like it when you say that.
Okay. Would you like me to try the second room?
Yeah, sure. Say it, though.
Okay, hold on.
Say it.
One moment, my pleasure to connect you.
Damn. All right, let's try this one. She knows what I'm talking about, ladies. You know what I'm talking about.
The Hyatt Regency guest you have called is unavailable. You did not leave a message. You
I mean to, bitch.
The Hyatt Regency operator will assist you. You are being transferred, and the Hyatt Regency operator will assist you.
Yeah.
Hi, operator Brittany at your service.
Oh my god, Brittany, no one picked up.
Okay, I can try the last room for you.
Oh, thanks. Don't forget to say it, though.
Okay, hold on one moment.
That's not it.
Okay, my pleasure to connect you.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, Kim.
Who's this?
This is Valente. How are you, sweetheart? Hello? Please fucking shit. Fucking cunt.
For all that work to do that.
You don't sound like a lesbian, Clunk.
I'm going to call back. For suggesting that I use an effeminate voice.
Would make sense if I turn on the right one. There we go. Now you're hearing me talking normally, but... I think I'm going to make a cheese and mayonnaise sandwich here when I'm done with the show in about 15 minutes.
Oh, hell yeah. That's munchy food there, man.
Hell yeah. Cheese and mayonnaise.
That should be cheese whiz.
Good evening. Union Hyatt Regency Bethesda Hyatt Operator Brittany.
Steve Riz, man.
Hi, Brittany. I need to speak with Kim, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Thanks, darling.
You sound like Bobby Mays.
Whatever happened to Eve the Queefa? And ladies, I do...
What happened to her?
I do want to apologize for using the C word, all the ladies. There's a lot of ladies who are watching and listening right now, and I just... You know, I want to apologize for that.
So, yo, today...
This is not a transfer. This is something else is going on.
Sorry, it's going straight to voicemail. Would you like to leave a voicemail for that guest?
Well, you know, it's just not fair. She needs to pay for these pizzas.
Okay,
We gotta get this woman on the line. Come on, this fucking cunt. Whoops, I did it again. Jim's sort of like, tell the stop God. Eve is here Monday afternoons? I didn't know that. Oh, holy shit. That's awesome. That's my girl. She's cool. Hey, Milk Bunny, are you in the syndicate room right now? There's this white girl on the bed.
I'm here.
See the white girl on cam number 4 in the bed laying down? With the hair all over the place?
Yeah, fairy dust.
Yeah, her cat's hot.
She looks like that girl. Yeah, man, she got a cute kitty. I want to see
that kitty. I want to feel that kitty all.
I love kitty cats.
Come here, kitty cute.
Good evening, front desk, may I assist you?
Front desk, someone needs to pay for these pizzas.
I'm sorry?
I'm with the National Organization of Women. My name is Kim.
Baby kitty.
Yes.
I am the president, and someone needs to pay for these pizzas.
Where's the pizza?
The pizzas are in my belly.
Oh, the pizza are in your belly?
Someone called over here and sent me several pizzas to my room, and we ate them, and now they're saying that they're not paid for.
What's your room number?
I have several rooms. Would you please connect me at once to my room? My husband is there, and he will need to pay for the pizzas.
Okay. Your husband is in the room. I would like to pay for the pizza that's in your belly.
Well, yeah. I mean, someone has to... You know, where I come from, we pay for pizzas after we eat them. You know, you eat...
Okay.
And you get a bill for everything you eat, and then you make a payment with money.
Okay, so...
I don't know how things are in Saipan or Saigon, wherever you come from.
Did you already eat the pizza?
Yes, I did, but you need to pay for... You know, are you the kind of person who goes to the pizza place and eats a pizza and then leaves without paying?
Okay. Well, if you hate the pizza, you might need to pay for it, but it's not acceptable for you calling this property and making obscene phone calls and... prank calls. You need to go to sleep, and this is not acceptable. I'm going to put a trace on your call right
Ooh,
now.
Ooh, a trace. I'm so scared. You bring it on. Come on, you immigrant. Bring it on. Come on. What's my number? You tell me now. I challenge you to trace my number.
You got nothing better to do. You need to go to sleep. Good night.
You need to get your green card and check your papers out.
All right, good. Showed him a lesson, didn't I?
Man, he told you, man.
Yeah, he got me. Fuck, we're traced. We're ruined, man.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
All right, we're screwed. Fuck, that's it. Sorry, Dino, man. We're traced, man. We are traced. Trace Ed. Oh, I love it. Let's see. I wonder what that sounded like in the female voice. Let's go to the archive real quick and check that out. Stand by, everybody. Madhouse Instant Replay, as we like to call it. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were doing the funeral voice.
Yes, I did. Everyone who's listening, thank you for listening. We're wrapping up the show here pretty soon eventually. This is Madhouse Radio on syndicateradio.tv, 98.6 The Mouth. The premier terrestrial radio station here in your town, if you're listening to us. I want to let you all know that Rush Limbaugh is on, of course, tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, we have Imus in the Morning on this station. This is Carlito here taking the night shift. 98.6 TheMouth.com. Everyone, be sure to check that out. We're going to be giving out 300.
Taking over running things.
And if I understand, tomorrow morning, 300 full tanks of gas will be given out at the mobile station on 22nd and Apple. Be sure you check that out, everybody. And that's brought to you by 98.6 TheMouth and your local mobile dealer.
98.6. I don't qualify
enough.
I can go over
here
in the second
Mustang
to that.
Yeah, well, Milkman will be down there in the Madhouse Mobile Mercedes also,
I
understand.
Really
that's right.
Hi, Brittany. I need to speak with Kim, please.
Oh, that sounds so unbelievable. I want to hear the guy.
Helium girl.
What's your front end?
It's like a midget.
Feel that kitty all up. Come here, kitty, kitty.
Good of me, front desk, may I ask you?
No one needs to pay for these pizzas.
I'm sorry?
I'm with the National Organization of Women. My name is Kim.
Yes.
I am the president, and someone needs to pay for these pizzas.
Where's the pizza?
The pizzas are in my belly.
Oh, the pizza in your belly?
Someone called over here and sent me several pizzas to my room, and we ate them, and now they're saying that they're not paid for.
What's your room number?
I have several rooms. Will you please connect me at once to my room? My husband is there, and he will need to pay for the pizzas.
Okay. Your husband is in the room. I would like to pay for the pizza that's in your belly.
Well, yeah, but someone has to, you know, where I come from, we pay for pizzas after we eat them. You know, you
okay.
eat, and you get a bill for everything you eat, and then you make a payment with money.
Okay, so you already ate the
pizza? I don't
know
how things are in Saipan or Saigon, wherever you come from.
Did you already eat the pizza?
Yes, I did, but you need to pay for, you know, are you the kind of person who goes to the pizza place and eats a pizza and then leaves without paying?
Okay. Well, if you hate the pizza, you might need to pay for it, but it's not acceptable for you calling this property and making obscene phone calls and prank calls. You need to go to sleep, and this is not acceptable. I'm going to put a trace on your call right now.
Ooh, a trace. I'm so scared. You bring it on. Come on, you immigrant. Bring it on. Come on. What's my number? You tell me now. I challenge you to trace my number.
You got nothing better to do. You need to go to sleep. Good night.
You need to get your green card. We'll check your papers out. All right, good.
All right, that was fun. Why do people fall for this? Oh, man, that reminds me of the... I'm not going to...
Whoa,
levels. I had to pot up the levels there for a little bit. Yeah, that reminds me of the Dr. Nargis calls where, like, I like spoof card and everything. It's good because it records the call for me instantly. I can play it. And I can change my caller ID to whatever I want it to be, but the voices on there, you know, like the female voice and the male voice are so unbelievable. They really are of no use other than just to really fuck with somebody, like... They're not good voices by any stretch of the means. They don't do a good job with the voice change, but it's still kind of, you know, still kind of funny. Not bad.
Who's that black guy that you did over the voice changer?
The black guy.
Yeah,
that
the
Rex...
nice thing about it is you couldn't tell that it was actually Carlito with a female voice. It changed your voice to where it's unrecognizable.
Curiously enough, it sounds just like my mom.
Yeah, it does good doing that, but that's about it.
Yeah. And Wake and Bake says, if I try talking like a female, it will sound better. Yeah, probably. You're right. Like a hot female. Well, it's, speaking of the black guy voice, so let's listen to that. This one's from last night. I prank called Dr. Lego live on the show.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine Zolar doing his voice over that card?
Yeah, hello. That one he does, yeah. Right, let's listen to Dr. Lego last night when I called him.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be scary.
Did you just call over here at my Baskin-Robbins?
Yes, I did.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I want Fat Albert to,
You motherfucker, you bitch.
Hey. What?
Oh my God. What the fuck was that?
What's up, dude?
Hey, man.
What do you want to do? You want to make a prank?
Yeah, let's make a prank, hurry up.
What did you say? You tell me to hurry up?
Hurry up and make a prank.
Why? Because you're paying for this fucking call, you prick?
And he hangs up on me. Lego's such a pissy guy sometimes. He gets so upset. It's just, I guess Lego has a new toll-free line like we do here, you know. Yeah, and he got a little pissy when I told him to hurry it up.
Oh, you were calling Lego. Is that what it was?
Yeah. But then I called normal, you know. We had fun with Prank Master. We did a prank call. I think we did a prank call last night. Anyway. Okay, well, one last prank call
Frank
here.
Frank Master still in the chat?
I don't think so. No, he's gone. He threatened me last night. He's like, you know, I guess somebody out there, I don't know who you were, but whoever went to some gay chat room to give out Prank Master's AOL Instant Messenger to people. Apparently, he was giving it. Someone out there was giving out his scream name to gay people to chat with him about hooking up, and they were like harassing him or something. He got really pissed off. He thought it was me, and he started saying, "Yeah, keep doing it, bring it on, yeah. You're really, really fucking clever. I'm gonna get you even more."
Aww.
Yeah, it's like
I'm gonna sit on you.
Yeah, probably.
I'm gonna sit on you
like that transvestite. Yeah. All right, man. We're out of time. It's midnight. Let's do one more prank call.
Jump on high.
Unless there's an important reason for me to keep doing the show. We've got, how many listeners we got here? 64 plus 16
plus
6.
You got any international numbers? Any good international numbers?
22, 80. We got 86 total listeners here tonight. That's not bad. Listening right now. Thank you, everybody. Not bad. Sure. Let's call Muhammad.
I'm probably from the... Sticky.com chat. He does the shows now, and I've been kind of promoting show tonight over there. So welcome if any of you guys are
welcome, Muck Sticky fans. Yes,
please come back. Yeah.
And fuck Walmart, man. All right,
Sticky's my friend. Now I came from everywhere else except for Walmart. Banned from Walmart.
Yes, sir. All right, well, let's move right along. Let's do a few more prank calls here. Walmart rocks. Lizzie Poo, you don't know. You better watch it. We are not fans of Walmart on this show. I have ranted many times against Walmart. Everyone go to walmartwatch.com right now. You'll see what I'm talking about. Evil, evil store. Destroying America. No, I'm kidding. Actually, I'll tell you what. When I first started doing the show, I was very anti-Walmart. I was very anti-this. I've actually come... to appreciate Walmart, I actually shop at Walmart on a monthly basis now, as opposed to like when I used to go once a week. I was very anti-Walmart for a few years, and then I realized, you know what? That's just the way capitalism works. You know, the top dog, the best, whoever can offer things the cheapest, usually wins out, and that's the way, really, the way that the American way is, you know, supposed to be here. That's the way our society is. I mean, you can't hate the people, and actually, they have done some good things, and as hard as it is to admit that Walmart has done some good things for the American people, they have kind of led the way as far as medicine is concerned, prescription medicine, you know, being very affordable now for older people and for myself, because I can actually get my diabetes meds and the sort much cheaper than I used to be able to, all thanks to Walmart. And the thing is, because Walmart lowered their prices, Kmart and Target and Walgreens and all
Target's
the others.
Target's got a good program, too.
Yeah, well, they all followed suit. When Walmart dropped theirs, they had no choice. They had to, they had to drop their own also. Let's not get into the anti-Walmart rhetoric, you know, just whatever. Do your own research. Walmart isn't all that good, but they aren't all that bad either. It's just the way things happen. All right, deal with it.
They ought to call it China Mart.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if I talked about this before last week, but I went to my first IKEA store last week over the weekend. I don't know if any of you, I don't know if Tucker.
Dude, I'm right behind one over here, yeah.
Dude, IKEA is the bomb, man. I got a desk lamp. I got a toilet seat.
It is huge.
And I got a knife set from IKEA. That is the huge, yeah, it's huge, man. And they got Swedish,
oh, yeah,
they got Swedish,
dude,
meatballs.
It's big here, man. People love that place.
Dude, that place is awesome. It is very well done. I'm telling Athena we should get, you know, our wedding registry. We're thinking about doing Target and Bed Bath & Beyond. And I'm saying, you know, fuck Target. Let's just do IKEA and Bed Bath & Beyond, man.
Yeah, that's a monster here, too, man.
Yeah, IKEA, that's a huge store.
Both of those places are really overblown, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, and Cantaloupe's in
the monster. You can see this thing, like, for miles away. It's so big.
It is. It is huge. It's bigger than the Super Walmart. It's like a two-story Super Walmart. Dr. Cantaloupe says...
it's a couple stories, man.
The Linzer berry sauce is great. You know what? I tell you what. I got those Swedish meatballs, and I mixed that sauce, that gravy they put on it, with the mashed potatoes, with the berry sauce, and I mixed it up. And I cut the meatballs in half, and I was dipping. Oh man, it was so good. Oh, I was so, I was like, I had a great time at IKEA, dude. Spent like 3 hours in that store.
Kind of toothpicks.
And they got like so much furniture there, like as far as the eye can see. It's if you guys have never been to an IKEA before, I recommend it, man. That's an afternoon right. I would say if you smoke,
look
and
for the big yellow sign.
If I was still a pot smoker, I would definitely be into, you know, getting really high and just going to IKEA and spending like 5 hours touching and licking everything, man. It'd be fun time, man. I might
catch the calls on
this. You know what I might do? I might actually go in the parking lot and drink a 6-pack of beer. And then go on an IKEA and hang out for a while. I think I might have fun doing that. I might do that Saturday, matter of fact. Anyone want to check that out? All right, anyway.
Yeah, I got a huge one about 1 mile from my house. Man.
Yeah?
Awesome place.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a fun store to go to, man. Okay, anyway, hey, let's go. Let's go. Come on, more prank calls, more prank calls. The people want pranks. We're going to call the UK here again. This is Muhammad Butt, B-U-T-T. One moment, please.
See the back of your card.
We should have called Dolphus Cotton. I haven't talked to that guy in a while. That guy's a trip. I don't even know if I have that number anymore. That doesn't look like I do.
Hello?
Hi, is this Muhammad or is Muhammad there?
No, he's calling.
This is Valente. I'm calling with the Palestinian Liberation Organization. How are you? Excuse me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm with the Palestinian Liberation Organization. How are you?
Yes, I'm right. As a lawyer here, I'm homeless. Bye.
What the fuck did you say? Ma'am?
Yes, there's no leave here.
Oh, who's this? Is this Ms. Butt?
Yes.
Well, did Muhammad leave?
No, he and Muhammad didn't go out.
Oh, I think I know what happened. He went to Kandahar, didn't he? Uh-huh. I know where he's at. He's training, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I know where he's at. That's okay. Well, maybe I can come over and take care of you while he's out of town. You know what I mean? He told me to come take care of you while he was gone. Ms. Butt. Salaam alaikum. And you answer... Alaikum salam. Okay, whatever. We're going to call Tahira Butt now.
Tahira Butt.
Did you hear her? She said, no, he homeless now.
He's homeless
so
now.
Instant replay.
Instant replay on that, Milkman?
Yeah,
really?
Instant replay.
Seriously, Milkman? All right, let me check. Hang on.
98.6.
No. I know where he's at. That's okay. Well, maybe I can come over and take care of you while he's out of town. You know what I mean?
No, we missed it, Milkman. Too late. Too late, brother man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Next time. Next time we'll catch the replay.
Good try. Good
catch
try.
It on the podcast, people. You know what I mean? Anyway. Okay. Tahira Butt. Hang on, everybody. Let me know if I'm imposing. If anybody, if G-Wiz or anybody else needs to go on tonight, let me know. I'll go off. I mean, this hasn't been the best of shows, but we're, you know, still having a decent time. Better than just nothing. But if anybody wants to give it a old, good old shot at fisting the old lady here, let me know. I will gladly give the floor. Just make sure you do one finger at a time. You don't just go fist all at once. One finger at a time.
Oh, I got my hairs all itchy.
Oh, yeah.
I got some scalp problems, man. And I think I'm going blind, no joke. Saigon and Sexy Space, Jinx.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Hello?
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 Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Tahira.
Hello?
Yes, are you okay?
Yes.
There's a problem.
Yes.
What problem? You need to get all your clothes in the bag immediately, please.
All my clothes in the bag?
Yes, put all your clothes in the bag immediately and step outside, and you need to take the garden hose and wet down your house.
And walk down my house.
Yes, you need to put water all over your house with your garden hose. You can even urinate on it if you need to.
Just a minute.
Okay.
I'll put down my clothes. Put on my clothes and come down.
Okay, please hurry up.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what else to say.
Dude, call her back in like
5 minutes,
man.
All right,
call her back in 5 or 10 minutes.
If I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell for this madhouse show. Poor lady. She's all scared. She's like, oh, hello. Oh. Let's listen to that.
You're not keyed up for something bad to happen. You just gave her what she wanted.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit pinching
her.
Okay, I'll put down my clothes. Put on my clothes and come down.
Okay, please hurry up.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, there it is. She's putting on her clothes as we speak.
Oh, man, you better hope she doesn't, like, trip and fall down.
Let me call her back and calm her down.
Call her back.
Let's calm her down. Hang on. I don't want her to go outside.
It's okay.
Close a false alarm.
Get the wrong house. I got the wrong butt.
Please enter your authorization code now.
Yeah, you were supposed to get the neighbor.
Jesus.
You meant to call hairless butt, not hairy butt.
You have $8.16. Please enter your destination number now.
She didn't ask who you were, did she?
You have 3 hours, 15 minutes, 3 seconds for this call. For applicable fees, see the back of your card.
I like what alcoholic's saying to say. This is Al, alcoholic.
Hello?
Ma'am.
Hello?
What's taking so long?
When I'm coming down, I'll have to change.
Well, no, just come down without your... What do you have on right now? Hello? She already hung up.
She's already changing. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. No, I feel bad.
Pajamas,
she would ask who you were.
She doesn't care. I could be a sniper out there waiting for her to come out and go like...
A thong and a teddy.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to change my thong and my teddy now.
Hello. Hello.
My thong.
Hello. Oh. Oh, fuck me. All right.
Oh,
let's call...
I've got a dildo stuck in my ass. Give me 5 minutes.
While we wait for her to put her clothes on and turn on the garden hose and wet down her house, we're going to call someone else instead. We're going to call Ian Goddard.
I must put on my deep end. Before I come down the stairs.
Hang on, folks. Another prank call is coming up. The UK ones always bring us back into the light at the end of the show.
It's always a good time to call there. They're in a big haze and they're waking up like, oh, madhouse, dude.
Mad who?
Come on, phone. Don't start this shit with me now. And a big welcome to Whitney, who's new to the show. Welcome to this, whatever it is. I hope you don't get upset. We've been calling women the C-word tonight. What else are we doing, Milkman? Tell Whitney.
Oh, man. We've been calling all kinds of people. We called a looking for a lost colostomy bag.
That's right.
We had a big special for that. Carly also had a big smoke-off contest with his turkey. And Tuck lost.
And Tuck lost. He always loses.
You haven't been able to tune in. You need to tune in every week.
That's what you miss, Whitney.
You got to tune in every week.
That's
next
right.
We're going to have Cheech and Chong on also.
3 hours, 13
Diamond in the rough.
1 second for this call. Also, for applicable fees,
Lizzie
please
showed us Lauren
call.
Earlier.
Yeah. Say what's up to all the ladies. A lot of ladies. And I remember a few weeks ago, we issued a challenge.
We got to see Kitty Cat.
Yeah. We should have challenged more ladies on the show. Sure enough. That one girl's got the eyes. Hey, what's going on, Ian?
Hey.
Hey, Ian, how you doing there, boss? Did you wake up? Ian. You fucking puss. He hung up already, that bastard.
What the punk?
Yeah, he definitely hung up that pompous bastard.
There was a call.
That lady back in her, it's all okay now.
What was the UK call recently that I think Jin did it where the guy got like really like the British guy was like going off on him for a while? You know what I'm talking like Jin was like I'm with the fire brigade or something. You remember that? That was really weird. Let me see if I can pull that off the forums. I think what's his face? I think Hollywood posted that in the Madhouse forums. And if you're not know if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's over at madhouselive.com. Let's see here if I can find that. Jin accuses a woman of being an alien. I don't think that's it. Jin Stewart calls an Indian restaurant. I don't think that's it either. Let me see. I think he was putting him in weird places here. Let's see. General. Just a moment, folks. We're going to call that crazy lady again. Don't worry. I know you guys are excited about that. I don't see it here at all. Hollywood Vanya calls a 98-year-old woman. Whatever. Jim. I don't see it here. Maybe, perhaps it was never isolated. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Okay, let's start wrapping up things here, okay? It's already 12:15. It's getting late.
Hey, man. Take a look at camera number 3.
Yeah, that's Lizzie. I know her. I'm tired of her already. God, come on. I've ogled her quite a bit. Trust me, man. I've taken care of...
I don't see no purple top, though.
I thought Carlos had to wear... Yeah, that's what I am. That's what's going on. I got to wear my UK hat. That's right. Captain Carlos is here. That's right.
Captain's hat.
There we go. That's right. That's what the problem's been all night. I haven't had the fucking hat on.
You can try one more with your hat on.
Let's see if it gets better with the hat on. Let's
Captain
call...
Carlos.
Let's call Tahira Butt again with the hat on. I wonder about Nunu sometimes. How old is he? Is he straight? Does he have a girlfriend? Does he live at home? Interesting guy, that guy. Don't know much about him.
You have.
Not that he's bad at his game.
He's the mayor of Wankershire, England. He's actually the king of Wankershire, England.
What's a wanker? What's up?
3 hours, 12 minutes, 39 seconds for this
Ingram.
Call. For applicable
Ingram.
Fee,
he's the king of Lancashire,
England. I peg Nunu's probably my age. I'd say like 27,
he's
28.
He's also a point man over there in the UK.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit younger.
Yeah, maybe Nunu is younger.
More like 67, I think is what he is. I think he's around 67.
I think she went outside, man. She's not answering now.
We'll give her another few minutes. See if she comes back inside. Another funny prank.
She's
I
outside
wish.
Running around the flat.
Yeah, she's outside like wetting down her house. Another funny call. I don't know if you guys remember, but G-Wiz here two or three weeks ago. We called the UK together, and he had the one. I already mentioned this, but I want to really hear it again. I want to isolate it so I can play it some other time, but. Gee whiz, ask a lady, you know, how do you, how long does it take to do a soft boiled egg or something like that? Listen, you're calling the UK. He's like, what? The UK? Like, you don't almost tell like some drunk American that just started drunk dialing numbers and suddenly got through the UK or something. Okay, let's call Jawed Butt. We got another butt here coming. Where is Lonesome Loser, man? It's a good thing we had all these leftover numbers from last week, or we'd be up a shit creek without a paddle, whatever the hell you say, whatever those black dudes say. Jawed Butt, hang on, everybody. We got to play some different music. Let's play some Hindu music here. Let's play some of that Bombay music. That's what I'm talking about. There we go.
Mr. Loser's name is Joe, apparently. According to my statement here.
I'm right back in a moment. Pat, yeah, Baz, if you isolated that call, send it to me.
Head, man.
Send me that call if you isolated it, man.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Hey, Mono, you got the same problem I got, man. Too small hats and too big a brain case.
I think it's funny. Sega was bringing up, KDK always has this thing he's been saying for the last 2.5 years.
Thank you for calling Denny's. Will this be to go?
I was talking, man. You know, I was having a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'll have to put a to-go order.
Can you hold on for just a minute while I check somebody out and then I'll get it for you?
Yeah, you go check them out. Do what you gotta do. Anyway, I was talking. Seriously, though, Saigon was mentioning that KDK is like the other day, he's like, oh, Carlito. KDK says his music that he plays is better than Carlito's music. I'm like, he plays like punk music. That's all. He plays like the same 5 songs in rotation. And like,
this is Chris.
Fuck you, woman. Take my order. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people who are listening to the show. You understand? I'm a superstar. I'm a radio superstar. And I call people.
That's plenty.
And I harass them. Okay? That's what I do. That's my MO. All right? She already hung up. Whatever.
To place a call, press 1.
I was talking about KDK. This guy. I don't know what that was about.
Press 3. For cut.
Fucking phone line. Anyway, Jill says call back as Chris. Yeah, I'll do that. All right, hang on. Here's the egg question. Thanks, Baz. That was really quick action. You the man.
Albert Jeeves.
What a fucking douche.
Albert Jeeves, everybody. We're on a roll here, man. We're not stopping. Until the train dies, we're going to go. Until we derail this fucking
stop. Fuck it. Call in Lizzie, please. Call me.
Do it live. I'll call you. Lizzie, call in Lizzie, girl.
Now where?
Uh-oh. Who's going to say something nasty? You there, Gwizzer?
Yeah, I'll go.
Oh, you do it.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I have a question. I know how long it takes to, like, boil in it. Like, for, like, hard-boiled eggs, it just really doesn't matter how long you cook them for. But for a soft-boiled egg, how long do you have to boil it for?
Who's this speaking?
Oh, this is G-Wiz. I'm sorry. I got your number out of some ad somewhere. You're the egg expert.
Where did you get this number from?
I think it was the Bushkaka.
I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was the Bukkake Times.
I have no idea what that is.
Well, could you help me? You don't know what that is? Well, I don't know where I got your number from then, but maybe there was a misprint or something, but could you help me out? Do you know how long I have to cook a soft-boiled egg for?
No, I don't. And where are you calling from?
Are you not an egg expert?
No, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Yes.
Name? This is England you're calling.
England? Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you an English... You're an English bitch.
Look, it's 5:40 in the morning here, and I'm not a whatever you called me.
So then you... So if it's 5:40, you should be ready for some eggs, so you could probably help me out.
No, I can't.
You can't help me out with my egg question. I'm craving soft-boiled eggs. I'd like to rub them on my chest, but the hard-boiled eggs just get all too crummy. You know what I mean?
Well, you silly idiot. About 3 minutes, then.
Jeez.
She actually answered your question, though, at least.
I like to rub them on my chest. Interesting. All right, G-Wiz, whatever you say, I think there's something hidden there. Thanks, man, Baz. That was perfect. Dude, I had a feeling. I had a feeling for some G-Wiz, and Baz came through, man. Man, you satisfy me.
No problem, man.
You satisfy my soul, Baz. I love you.
I aim to please.
I aim to please, ladies. All right. Anyway, we're calling Frank. The Bad Boys of Iowa want us to call Frank. Hey, whatever. Frank, here we go. I'll never turn you, Frank. Never. They want to cut on the side.
Apparently he's an asshole telemarketer. God, look at this phone cord. It's all... You hate it when this happens? Don't they sell things that make this not happen? You know what I'm talking about when it gets all tangled up? Damn it.
Yeah, you gotta twist the other way now.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work.
Hello?
Frank!
Sorry, I got the wrong number.
Oh, no, I know. This is Frank. I got your information here through your IP address, buddy. Don't hang up on me. You're gonna be in a whole worse trouble than you are in the beginning.
My name's Jake.
This is Jack or Jake?
Jake.
Oh, Jake. Well, my fault. You know, you guys have these common names. Look, man, I am tracing down telemarketers. I have reason to suspect that you've been calling people. You called my house here asking for some type of service or something like that. And I'm calling back to speak to you. You're not supposed to take me off your do not call list, man. Why'd you call me off the do not call list? What's up with that? Hmm? Jake? Do you know the 1996 Helms-Burton Act says that you're personally responsible if you call my mom and she's on the do not call list? You remember that? Did you read up on that? Because I show here, your boss showed me right here. Look, I got the paper right here that you signed when you first got hired that says right here, look, I agree to abide by the Helms-Burton Act and will not call any individuals, and I am responsible for calling people on the do not call list. What do you got to say to that, Jake?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Jake, how do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
What number did I call that was wrong?
Sir, you called several numbers here. And more specifically, we're talking about the number for Wanda Lewis, my mother. I am Valente Lewis, and I traced your number down. I spoke to your boss, and he gave me your home number here where I could reach you tonight. Your boss sold you out, Jake. He sold you out, man. Oh, you're going down, Jake.
Wanda Lewis.
You called Wanda Lewis, selling some type of service to her, and she's on the do not call list. You know what that means, sir?
If you're a telemarketer, you're not supposed to call
them? Oh, man. So why did you call her? Why did you call?
I don't know Wanda Lewis.
Well, you called her. That's the whole point. You're not supposed to call people you don't know, especially if they're on the list that says you don't call them.
Okay.
You make me so angry.
I'm making you angry. I don't know Wanda Lewis.
Well, it's me and you, man. You know what? I'll tell you what. You cut me a check, and you can keep your job. Cut me a check. I'll tell you what. I got this wonderful vacation package, and I'm going to give it to you if you cut me a check right now for, let's say, $200.
He wants me to cut him a check for $200 because I called a Wanda Lewis. Wanda Lewis.
Yeah, Lori helped us trace the number down, too. Lori sold you out, dude. Lori and your boss sold you out. So, tell you what, you cut me a check for $200. I'm going to give you this vacation package. Beautiful package, Freeport, Bahamas. 2 days, okay. 3 nights.
Okay, if I didn't know that I was doing it wrong, if I thought that she got a hold of him and just said it was okay, is that wrong?
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Never. You know what? A cop pulled me over once and said, "Hey, man. Hey, boy," he told me, "your tent is too dark." And I said, "Man, I bought it from the deal like this." And he said, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You know what he did to me? He tased me. He tied me up. He stuck the canine dog on me in the back seat of the car. And he put a cucumber up my asshole. Who's out there? I think we were both winners in that case. But regardless, you got to cut me a check for $200 or you're going to lose your job. What's more important to you, $200? You know what? You give me $200. You go, you take 2 days, 2-3 days off. You go on in Freeport. You get yourself a nice Freeport lady. Buy yourself some cheap jewelry. Like, nothing happened, brother. Come on.
I want to get this straight. I called the Wanda Lewis.
You called Wanda Lewis, right? My mom. That's right. I'm Valente. That's right. Well, you see,
I don't have a Wanda Lewis on my name of the list.
Yeah, but maybe the phone number changed when you called her, didn't you?
What's the number?
Sir, I would rather not give out phone numbers over the phone, because all you're going to do is you're going to sell her information off to someone else who's going to call her back. I know how these things start.
Okay. No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, I don't have a Wanda Lewis.
You called Wanda Lewis. Perhaps you thought you were calling somebody else. Maybe you dialed the wrong number. But you called Wanda Lewis, sir, and she's on the do not call list, so you made a big mistake, and it's a federal offense. A federal offense that you committed, sir. You know, the President Bill Clinton signed this into law. You're not supposed to call these people when they have specifically said you do not call them. When you call them, I call you. I am the lawyer, man. I have a briefcase. I have 20/20 vision. And I have a right pip hand that does not miss, man. And when I hit hard. You know what I'm saying? I don't miss in the court. I don't ever miss. I got 4 federal judges on my payroll, bitch. I will bring you down.
I understand that you have all this stuff. I don't have a Wanda Lewis.
You called Miss Wanda Lewis, man. Miss Wanda Lewis spoke to you.
What time did I call this Wanda Lewis?
It was sometime around the dinner hour, man. Sometime around the dinner hour. Yeah, you know.
Today?
Yeah. No. Previously, sir. Previously. In the last few days.
Within the last few days.
Sir, do you have your checking account information with you?
I'm not going to give you that.
Oh, well, you call people asking for their checking account information. Why can't I call you for it?
Because I don't do that. I don't ask for their checking account.
So what do you call? Oh, I'm going to send you this for free. Send me a money order. What do you do? Huh?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I call them. Okay. I get a recommendation from people that I already know. They give me their number. They give them a call. I call them up. And then after I call them up, I go and ask them. I go to their house. I set up an appointment. And at this appointment, I talk to them about this product that they might want.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want the product, then I get their account number.
Well, I mean, are you interested on going on a vacation? Like, tell you what, let's put it this way. Are you
interested in going on a vacation if I don't have to go on this vacation?
Let me tell you what. Are you interested in having sexual relations with other women? Like, does that interest you?
In other women? No. I have one, and that's it.
So you don't like sex with women, you like sex... Oh, I mean, there's men there, too, maybe, that, you know, are into that kind of thing. They have that there, too. Well, you have a woman already, then. You're in a relationship?
Are you?
No, I'm not, no.
Well, why not?
I mean, I'll keep it quiet if you and me maybe want to, you know...
Oh, yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can get your address and stuff like that.
Well, I'd rather meet, you know, in person first, like in a public place with a lot of lights.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go out to the park and...
No, the park, man. Do you ever go to the Waffle... You know where the Denny's is? Like, we'll go there, we'll talk, we'll have coffee, and if I like you, then I'll... You know, a little bit, man. I won't tell you. It's okay. I won't tell anybody. All right, brother. Jake? Jake?
Yes?
This is your last chance. Give me your social security number, and I will let this cup pass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Give me your social security number, and I will make this all go away.
Why do I need to give you my social security number?
So I can make this all go away. You're going to lose your job, and you're going to have a federal case against you for calling someone on the do not call list. Violation of the Helms-Burton Act of 1998, sir.
Okay. Can I talk to my manager first?
I'll tell you. This? Give me the first two digits only.
First two digits?
Of your social, yeah. And then give me, like, the last number of your credit card, of, like, your bank account.
I really can't do that right now. And especially at 11:40 o'clock at night.
Well, give me 11:40 o'clock, you moron. Give me the first number in your social security number. Just give me something to work with here. But you gotta give me something to work with to show the DA, man. You gotta fucking work with me here, man. I'm trying to cut you a deal.
Well, then you got my name.
Well, what's the first digit of your social security number? Give me that, man. Just give me something here to work with.
What's your first of yours?
It's three.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine will be four.
And what's the second number?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Is it between one and five?
It's between one and ten.
That's not helping me, man. How do you mean it's one and ten? You can't have a digit that's ten.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Well, now you just narrowed it down to 1 and 9.
You know what? You know what? I'm putting down a recommendation. I throw the book at you, dude. Forget it. All right? I'm putting you down for deportation. Forget it. Don't even bother going to work tomorrow, man. Don't even bother. I'm going to talk to Lori. Don't even bother going, and you're out of here, buddy.
Wait. What's Lori's last name?
Sir, we don't give last names, social security numbers, or addresses out over the phone in this business. All right?
Oh, really? So, you know, John that you were talking to the other day, yeah, he just sold you out on buying meth.
He what?
Yeah, John, the other day. Yeah, he called me up the other day and sold you out on buying meth.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You knew about that?
Oh, yeah. How about that?
You know,
I don't understand. You don't get anything that you're telling me. I don't get anything you're telling me.
I don't get anything that you would not want to cut a deal with me here, because I'm giving you one last chance.
Well, then will you call me back in, let's say, 12 hours?
I'm going to talk to Ms. Jones, and I'm gonna let her know that I'm making the recommendation here for you to definitely termination, and definitely making the recommendation here that we go ahead and proceed with, you know, the full proceedings against you into full discovery. All right? Full discovery, Jake. I mean, come on. I've given you several chances here.
Okay. Well, since I already called this, Wendy, or what was her name again?
Lori?
Wanda Lewis?
Wanda Lewis, yes.
Wanda Lewis.
Right.
Since I already called it, and I apparently have her number, why can't you give me the number?
Well, we don't like to give that out because I think that maybe you called the wrong number. On accident.
So then, why would that be a bad thing?
Because
you get prank callers all the time.
No, because you know, no such thing.
Are you a prank caller?
Absolutely, sir. That's disgusting. Okay, that I'm a prank caller. You're sick.
That is terribly wrong.
You're sick and you're disgusting. Even insinuate that I'll be a prank caller. You rat bastard.
Okay, you're giving a bunch of information.
Sir, I have something to tell you. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Okay.
And we're doing a special on sexual predators.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm an official of the law, and I've been ordained through the body and blood of Christ to prosecute you under the authority of the Helms-Burton Act of 1998, signed into law by President Bill Clinton. Blessed be his name. So we're going to ask you, sir, how do you plead guilty or not guilty?
I guess not guilty. I don't know what I did.
Bad choice, my friend. You called Wanda Lewis on accident. You made a business proposition to her, and she's on the do not call list. And I'm basically calling you to extort you, dude. You know what extortion is? It means I'm trying to take advantage of a situation that you put yourself in.
So you're trying to take advantage of me?
Absolutely. There's no shame in my game. I take advantage of people all the time.
Alright. Well,
I come home, I get in my boxers, I sit on my couch, and within 5 minutes my wife brings me my food and my beer. I don't clean anything. I don't do any dishes. I don't take care of the kids. I don't clean out the litter box. She does everything in the house for me. I make a mess. I take a shower. I leave my clothes on the bathroom floor. You know why? Because I take advantage of everybody, even the people I love, even you.
All right.
Now you think about that. Had you been a better person, you'd be able to come home, and that supposed woman of yours will let you do whatever you want, let you get away with everything you want in your house. But you know why you can't? Because you're not man enough, buddy.
Right.
You're not Jack Valente.
Right. Anyway, I gotta go.
Alright, Ryan, terminate the call.
There we go. Ryan, terminate the call, everybody. Was that good? Did I ramble? I didn't even look at the notes and stuff from people. I don't know what the fuck I was going. All right, good.
The clown.
That was for the bad boys.
For it hard, man.
Yeah, a lot of people think that was good. It's like, hey, good. Thanks, guys. Thanks, babies. How many people are listening? 15 plus 5 plus 60. That's 70, 20. 80 people. Not bad. All right, good. 80 listeners right now. Not including everybody on the Madhouse on the 98.6. You know, and you guys are right. Look, the hat, man. It's all in the hat, dude. This is the lucky hat, baby. Look at this hat right here. Look at that. Right there, man. he was actually trying to decide how to play. That's right. Ah, yeah, that's right. He was. All right, let's continue here. Another song. I hope you did enjoy that. If you guys want to call in, the toll-free line's open, 1-888-278-8509.
For this tune, man.
You like this song, don't you? This is a cool ditty. I like this one. If anybody else has someone they'd like us to prank call, please send that to me now. Now's the time. Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's call back the lady we had run outside with her clothes. Tahara Butt. In England. Manchester, England. Hang on, folks. One moment.
Oh, come on. Pick up. Maybe she's still outside. Maybe she did trip and fall. That'd be bad.
Hello?
Hey, lady. What took you so long? Why? Where were you?
Well, who are you calling? The thing is, to me, everything is normal. Why do I have to come down?
There's nothing normal.
Who are you calling?
There's a methane leak.
Yeah, but like there's in the clothes, there's nobody up. If there was a methane leak, the other people should have been informed too.
No, yeah, you're supposed. I asked you to wake them up, ma'am.
Pardon? There's nobody down. I ran down and everything is normal.
You're supposed to tell them that it's a leak. Someone broke wind and it was a methane leak and it's dangerous.
So why aren't the other people out?
I told you had to knock on the door. We only have your phone number. They could be in danger right now.
Well, the thing is, okay, you should... If there was the indoor warden didn't say anything.
The warden?
Indoor warden, yes.
What's an indoor warden? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. Don't phone me, because the thing is, who are you?
I'm with the fire brigade, you know. I bring a bucket of water, and, you know. I was hoping to look at it. Did you go outside? You ran outside?
Yeah. I went outside. And the lady downstairs, they asleep. Everybody sleeps.
Well, you're supposed to know. I asked you to knock on their door to wake them up and let them know they had to go outside.
No, I couldn't wake them up. They're all sleeping.
Well, let them get hurt then. Let them get hurt. Who cares? Huh? Is that
yeah.
it? You don't care about
no.
your, you
no,
don't care.
The thing is, they are the people who are down. Why didn't you contact them?
No, but I asked you to tell them. They could be...
No, you didn't ask me. You told me to put on the clothes and go down.
Ma'am,
and
you know,
I did go down.
To be honest with you, I think maybe that they... Are you sure they're sleeping? You think maybe they passed out?
The thing is, I don't think... if you're from the fire brigade, right? Like, as far as I'm concerned, the warden and the people should have at least told me. But nobody has. As far as I'm concerned, I went down and everything is normal.
Well,
and if there was a methane leak outside, it would be more dangerous.
Well, ma'am, you know, to be honest with you, I'm hoping that you don't light a match or anything like that, because there could be a mess that happens, you know.
What can I do? Like, okay, the thing is, I mean, how do you know it's in my house? Why not the next door?
Are you wearing any clothes right now? Did you take your clothes off already?
Yeah.
So you're not wearing any clothing right now?
No.
Can you part the hairs for me, please?
Pardon?
I need you to part your hairs for me.
Part my hairs?
Yes, please. Part. I need you to part the hairs.
I don't understand you.
Well, when you take the hairs and I need you to move them to the side, like part them, you know?
I don't. There's nobody in the house other than me.
But you have your hair, right? Do you have your hair down there?
Yeah.
Well, I need you to part the hairs and get them out of the way. Please. That is...
What is?
I'm coming in with the Vaseline.
Yes, you seem to be a wrong person to me. Sorry, and don't phone me back.
I'm going to phone you a lot, and we're going to talk sexually. Oh, it's ringing again.
I think she's getting turned on.
Come on, pick up, damn it.
Get it to say colostomy bag or put the damage on it.
Get it to say colostomy bag.
You have $8. Enter your destination.
Yeah, you didn't look at my G-top, man. Look at my G-top messages.
I think you can run her over.
You have 2 hours, 58 minutes, 48 seconds for this call. For applicable fees,
I'm parting the hairs.
Your
All right, pick up, lady. Come on. This is the last one of the night here. Colostomy bag might work. Like, this lady knows what a colostomy bag is.
Welcome to DG on 1571.
She doesn't even know what parting the hairs means. She's not going to know what a colostomy bag is. Jesus. Alrighty. Well, we're done. That was fun, wasn't it? It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. 12:55 a.m. Eastern.
She figured out the hair part after a minute or two.
Yeah, she did. She knew. Finally figured out we're being dirty. All right, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Milkman, take us out of here quickly, please, if you could.
All right, Hermano, I'll tell you what, man, this has been better than a barrel full of monkeys, full of laughs, guys. I tell you, man. Did y'all enjoy it like I did? Yeah! Thanks a lot for coming along, man. I'd like to thank all our friends out there for helping to make this happen for all of us out there. Mr. Big Ted Webb, Mr. Chuck, all our friends over there in the Madhouse chat room. Everybody over there, we love you all. All our friends in Syndicate Radio TV, wow. Mind-blowing episode, wasn't it? And quite a good bit of cameras online. Pretty kitty there. And I'd like to thank all of you, though, really, for tuning in. And we look forward to doing this again next week with you. Tune in your earballs every Thursday at 10:30. And you can hear the Aramano and the Mad Stylings, Insane Stylings of the Madhouse, guys. That's right. You know why we do it? Because we love you. Our listeners, it's all about you. We do this every week. We pay our dime. We just ask that you give us your time and share a smile and invite a friend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Back to you, Big Hermano.
Back to me, Big Hermano. All right, I want to thank everybody who participated tonight and listened. I want to thank Lonesome Loser. Despite the fact he wasn't here, we did use a lot of his numbers from last week. Hopefully he's back next week, man. Where's he at? Hope he's okay.
He'll be back, man. He's probably sick. I think he's
just the blues. That's cool. Anybody call in? Nobody called in tonight except for Douche, so thank you, Douche, for calling in, man.
Yep.
And Nunu, thanks for... And Nunu, thanks for sending in the conference information. We didn't really get through to anybody at the National Organization of Broads, but we did have some fun with the people at the front desk. And yeah, I want to thank Tuck for being in here, Baz, Brandon Vegas, of course you as well, no fan.
MySpace.com, Mike Tucker Art. It's my new profile, and please go and add me and stuff, and all my information and connections and links will all be there.
Yes, you will be there. Go there and look at videos of Tuck parting his hairs, everybody.
That's right, everybody.
Tuck is starting to take over for what was that idiot clone homegrown we used to have on the show?
Cloned? Well, come on.
He's starting to take over his part, man.
What do you mean? Just making dumb comments at the...
It's a joke.
Oh my God! Don't compare him to the clone.
Out of air, high ass statements, man.
Oh,
no,
whatever.
I need that burnout. I'm just joking.
You think you owe Tuck an apology for saying that? So we had a great show. Thank you, everybody who listened.
Two Fosters later, man. I'm having fun.
That's right. Good deal. All right, folks, we're out of here. Catch you next week. MadhouseLive.com is the website. SyndicateRadio.tv is the stable. And Zolar Party Nation tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm certain.
Bye, Lizzie Poo.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Fairy Dog. Bye-bye. We love you. Oh, we catch you 5 minutes later.
Y'all better have your pencils ready.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.